and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. China has just announced 15% tariffs on coal and liquefied natural gas products from the U.S. and 10% tariffs on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and some vehicles. It's in retaliation for President Trump's 10% tariffs on Chinese goods. Although President Trump has postponed his threatened 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada, the threat of them is already having an effect. From Toronto, CBS's Chris Mavridis.
It's only been a couple of days, but Canada's biggest tour operators and travel agencies already report a huge spike in cancellations for trips to the United States, while Air Canada says it's seen a spike in domestic travel inquiries. Buy local keeps trending on Canadian social media. Supermarkets have put an emphasis on homegrown and Canadian-made products. And while American bourbon and wine remain on liquor store shelves, a survey of the busiest stores in Toronto suggests it's not exactly selling out.
And now to a question a lot of people are asking. Just how much authority does Elon Musk have? Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The president called Elon Musk.
Very talented guy from the standpoint of management and costs.
He says he's digging deep into the government, in particular.
Waste, fraud, and abuse.
And he's given him the job of letting people go he thinks are no good. But
Elon can't do and won't do anything without our approval. And we'll give him the approval where appropriate. Where not appropriate, we won't.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
The Trump administration's roundup of migrants is striking fear in that community. Jasmine Rodriguez spoke at a rally near Orlando that drew hundreds of people.
They're afraid to leave, to go buy groceries, to go do a laundry, to, you know, even to go to the park and spend time with their family. Everybody's afraid to go and leave their homes right now.
The Jeff Bezos-owned Blue Origin is scheduled to launch its next mission on Tuesday. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood will be watching.
This time around, the New Shepard capsule will spin itself up to about 11 revolutions per minute. That'll simulate the 1/6 pull of the moon's gravity as it arcs over the top of its trajectory. Most of the payloads are sponsored by NASA. The goal is to learn more about technologies needed for lunar exploration.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy visited the site of Friday's crash of a medical jet in northeast Philadelphia.
The black box was recovered. That was a voice recorder box. We don't have a data recorder on this aircraft, but there is an enhanced ground proximity warning system. Information can come off that device.
All six people on the plane and at least one person on the ground died. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Join us for the next Midday Magazine. In part one, we welcome the historic Point Boss. In part two, the Southwood County YMCA. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Turnovers kill the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Memphis out-rebounded Milwaukee, 61-36. But that's just half the story. The Bucks let the game slip away in the fourth quarter. Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I mean, you when you get down a stretch of games, in a close game, you got to take care of the ball. You know, it's important to make sure that we get a shot on every possession if you want to win a game, and we can't have turnovers down the stretch of a game.
Memphis has now beat Milwaukee the last seven times in a row, dating back to January of 2022, and now the Bucks have to play the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. In men's speed skating at the Pettit Ice Center in Milwaukee, Eric Stoltz with a second-place silver medal in the 500-meter. That snapped a streak of 22 wins in competition. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles arrived in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. That's coming up this Sunday night, kickoff at 5:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Grammys are in the books, and the big news of the night was that Beyoncé, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Cowboy Carter. Beyoncé drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time, and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Brandi Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Short and Sweet. Best Rap Album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67th Grammys, a moving tribute to L.A. firefighters who presented the last award of the night. And Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still dig her in the big way. She'll be back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of stars and clouds around in the overnight, a gusty northwest wind, and lows in the lower single digits. More clouds invading the area on Tuesday, highs in the middle teens. Those clouds stay put into Tuesday night. Right now, it's 19.
Maggie Dawn.
At 3 o'clock, I'm joined by Supreme Court candidate and current Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. We discuss Brad Schimmel getting on his knees next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Is the federal government now the most recent acquisition of Elon Musk? The NTSB has now said, the National Transportation Safety Board, this is the group that tells you, you know, that investigates plane crashes and tells you what happened. They just announced that they are no longer issuing press releases to the world. They're no longer responding to email requests. If you want to know anything about them and their reports, you have to go to X, Elon Musk's, you know, the remnants of Twitter. And, you know, Musk took over Twitter and, you know, turned the Nazis back on, essentially. And advertisers fled and Twitter's been losing money. And so by getting government to use Twitter or X as their official way of communicating with the public, number one, is a great way to draw more eyeballs into X, people who just basically have no choice. But the second thing that Musk, you know, really you would think he would want to do is figure out a way to monetize X that goes beyond just the advertising model. I mean, right now, the only way X makes money is, you know, if you're scrolling X and you see an ad. And a lot of advertisers are staying away, a lot of the big advertisers. In fact, Musk is now suing a bunch of them, trying to get them to come back. But if Musk could turn X, keep in mind, Musk was one of the guys who started PayPal back in the day. It's how he made his first big money. If Musk could turn X into a payment app and just take, you know, a little fraction of a percent of every single transaction that goes through, he could turn X into a huge money machine. And it sure looks like that's exactly what he's doing. Fortune magazine. Friday, Visa, you know, the credit card company, is partnering with X to launch X Money, Elon Musk's rival to Venmo. The company shared details on its new X Money platform, launched in collaboration with Elon Musk's X as a rival to Venmo. Visa CEO Ryan McInerney said it's going to allow the 600 million or so active monthly users of X to fund their X Money accounts. There's going to be creators on the platform who can now get paid much faster. So by and this way, he doesn't have to go through the whole process of saying, yes, I'm a bank and let me submit to regulation and all these kind of things. Speaking of regulation, Drudge Report is reporting that 1,000 employees at the Environmental Protection Agency have been told that they might lose their jobs. 10,000 people have been locked out of the U.S. Agency for International Development. And Vladimir Putin just came out and just effusively praised Donald Trump, using this same, you know, kind of daddy's home rhetoric. He said, this is what he said, I assure you, Trump, with his character, with his persistence, he will restore order there quite quickly. And here he's talking about Europe. He's saying that Trump, you know, with his tariffs on China, Canada and Mexico, that now Trump came out and said Europe is next, right? And Putin is like, All of them. You will see. It will happen quickly, soon. They will all stand at the feet of the masters and wag their tails a little. Everything will fall into place. Right. He says, you know, there are many tensions, of course. We have no desire to be associated with all this in any way or to evaluate it in any way. This is Dmitry Peskov. Let those countries that are participating in the process sort it out. Yeah. So Putin comes out and says, yeah, Trump is doing exactly what I think he should do. Well, of course he is. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has a new burr under his saddle. By the way, he just signed an executive order creating the cryptocurrency strategic reserve. Suddenly, all the crypto bros are going to get much, much richer really quickly. So on Saturday, he vowed to act on the situation in South Africa. This is the home of Elon Musk, of course, the richest man in the world. And this is what Trump tweeted. Well, let me give you the backstory. I believe his name is Cyril Ramaphosa, the current president of South Africa. Forgive me if I'm wrong. I don't follow South African politics that closely, but he has. Well, here's the situation. 7%. I'm doing these numbers from memory, so I'm trying to make sure I've got it right. As I recall, 89% of South Africa's population is black. 11% is white. But black people control only 7% of the land in South Africa. The majority of the land is owned by white people. And this, of course, is a legacy of apartheid. And so the South African president says that he's going to start appropriating some of this land and giving it to black people. Now, this is, you know, we saw this happen in Zimbabwe already. And so Trump is very upset about this. And I'm guessing Elon Musk's family might be very upset, although I don't know. Maybe they've all come to America. But anyhow, this is Trump tweeted on Saturday. He said, or not tweeted, he Truth Socialed or whatever. South Africa is confiscating land and treating certain classes of people very badly. That would be white people. It's a very bad situation that the radical left media doesn't want to so much as mention. A massive human rights violation at a minimum is happening for all to see. The United States won't stand for it. We will act. Also, I will be cutting off all future funding to South Africa until a full investigation of this situation has been completed. Don't you mess with white people. Donald Trump will come for you. I mean, you know, this fairly unambiguous message. Meanwhile, are you a Republican in trouble? Are you a Republican who broke the law and you're concerned that you might get busted? Well, we have a solution for you. Remember Representative Andy Ogles? You might recognize that name because the FBI raided his house a while back and took his electronic devices, his phones and computers, and which had him quite upset. So last week, from Jason Easley over at Politicus USA. Later, it was found that Ogles was alleged to have committed felonies by filing fraudulent campaign finance reports. So this is apparently what the FBI was looking into. So then Trump comes into the White House, and Andy Ogles introduced legislation. I shared this with you last week. That would allow any president who has not served two consecutive terms, which in the modern era would be only right now Donald Trump. It would have been Jimmy Carter, too, had he lived, or George Herbert Walker Bush. But any president who has not served two consecutive terms, which Obama did. In other words, this disqualifies Obama. Clinton did. It disqualifies Clinton. George W. Bush did. It disqualifies George W. Bush. But any president who only served one term and then gets reelected later can serve a third term. So Andy Ogles proposes a constitutional amendment to let Trump serve a third term. And guess what happens to the FBI investigation of Andy Ogles? It just vanished. No investigation. And, you know, this is, as Dan Goldman, you know, congressman,
Dan Goldman posted on X. He said, this is the weaponization of the DOJ. He says, Ogle's investigation seemingly dropped. No investigations into press secretary, despite obvious campaign finance violations. Trump accomplices in classified docs case dismissed. January 6th and Trump prosecutors and FBI agents fired. This is the weaponization of the DOJ. This is the most openly corrupt presidential administration in American history. And it also tells you, if you're a Republican and the FBI is sniffing around, all you have to do is suck up to Trump and it'll go away. That's how it works in corrupt third world kakistocracies, anocracies, oligarchies, strongman governments. Incredible. 15 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I think we can say that America is officially becoming, very quickly, a banana republic. Stay tuned.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work. Legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. To become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. ffrf.us/Hartman.
A dead fueled gamble to wreck the land. Tariffs rise and crypto schemes in play while billionaires cheer and the workers pay. From chaos, day turns to night. He's stacking the deck while we feel
the strain. Welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Bruce in Van Nuys, California. Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Thanks, Tom, for having me on your show. Studio City, actually. I missed you when you were here a couple of years ago. I think you were at the Sportsman's Lodge.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm starting to feel like Billy Budd, you know, Herman Melville's character, where every time an injustice is thrown our way, I get to where all I can do is stutter anymore. It's just so hard to take in all that he's throwing at us. And you're, it's all by design. He wants everybody so confused. We don't know where to turn. And your show last week, Tom, was really great. All 5 days, and I think it was Monday when you were reading from Bernie Sanders' book, and you happened to turn the cover and it said, "Where do we go from here?" And I just got the biggest grin on my face because I've written a book. And the last chapter is, where do we go from here?
There you go.
And we kind of talk about where are the faces, where are the voices of today that we really need to be hearing. You know, I know it's all done through social media today, but we've got to have more faces, more voices for today's movement. And I don't know, you and I have a lot in common, Tom, that we go back to the 60s. You were very much against the Vietnam War. You were at Michigan State University, right?
Yeah, briefly.
Yeah, and I think that I didn't know anything about SDS till I got to San Francisco State College. I was a very short-haired Republican conservative, and once I set foot in San Francisco, which was like a political hotbed, I started listening and paying more attention, and my ways changed. And long story short, I went to prison for being a conscientious objector to the Vietnam War.
Oh, my goodness, Bruce. God bless you.
Yeah, and then that's what I wrote my book about.
And putting your life on the line.
Well, it was quite an experience, believe me, but I have to tell you, so much good came from it because I had gotten my degree in radio and television and a minor in drama, and I took toward acting. And that experience enabled me to join a theater group of ex-convicts from San Francisco called the Barbed Wire Theater. And we toured the United States and Canada doing a play called The Cage. And we had classroom visits talking about prison reform and then Q&A after the play. And you talked last week. You read a book, I can't remember who the author was, about the prison system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much of what went on last week really touched a chord in me. But we've got to do something. And somebody had mentioned the music, and that was the thing that I've been wondering about myself. Well, where is it? You know, where's music that ties the causes that we all need to fight today? Because they're almost the same as they were in the 60s, you know, freedom, you know, civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, climate change, you know, and I'm wondering where's today's, Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, Phil Oakes, Peter, Paul, and Mary. And I know there's some songs out today, but they just don't resemble the iconic.
There was a united front against the Vietnam War, essentially, and the Vietnam War was a bipartisan war. I mean, you know,
absolutely.
And so you had a movement in response to that. I suspect we're going to see a movement in response to Trump in response to this new fascist administration.
We have to, Tom. It's critical. I mean, remember the movement for the Vietnam War started off slowly. It was just these hippies that were taken to the streets, and they were always getting in tumbles with blue collar. Well, it wasn't until about 2 years later when mothers and fathers and cousins and relatives saw their loved ones coming home in body bags.
It was largely after Walter Cronkite turned on Lyndon Johnson. I mean, that's when it got really, really crazy. Or maybe it was when
he turned on Richard Nixon. Yeah, I wrote about that, actually.
Yeah, it did.
What was so ironic about that was that, you know, everybody was getting on Jane Fonda because she went to Hanoi and sat on a gun turret. And in the meantime, and they were calling her a traitor. In the meantime, here's Walter Cronkite sitting there right into the camera saying, it seems to this, that we need to cut our losses and come home.
And now CBS looks like they're fixing to roll over for Trump. I mean, ABC already did. I believe it's CBS that they want to do this merger with Paramount, or there's some, you know, big corporate deal. Bruce, I got to run, but thanks for the call, and what an amazing story. Thanks for sharing it with us. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back with you in just a moment. Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of this break.
Yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline. How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now, and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline
online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. China has just announced retaliatory tariffs of 10 to 15% on goods imported from the U.S. It's a response to President Trump's 10% tariffs on China. Trump delayed 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada for a month after talking with the leaders of both countries. But CBS's Chris Mavridis in Toronto says the mere threat has angered Canadian consumers.
Here in Toronto, there seems to be a growing sentiment among shoppers who say not only have the president's threats spooked them, it's made them feel betrayed, and now they intend to boycott American-made goods.
At the White House, Trump defended Elon Musk, who says he wants to merge the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department and close the Department of Education.
He's got access only to letting people go that he thinks are no good if we agree with him, and it's only if we agree with him. He's a very talented guy from the standpoint of management and costs.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist, unless you count Making the Way You Live Your Life absolute artistry. The former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his fourth Grammy for his audiobook, The Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. Fourth Grammy, and he wasn't even in the biz. I need to start doing more. Ye, formerly known as Kanye, and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped her coat, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hid nothing. Apparently all her pantsuits were in the wash. A quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. She's a cute girl. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Turnovers kill the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Memphis out-rebounded Milwaukee, 61-36. But that's just half the story. The Bucks let the game slip away in the fourth quarter. Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I mean, you when you get down a stretch of games, in a close game, you got to take care of the ball. You know, it's important to make sure that we get a shot on every possession if you want to win a game, and we can't have turnovers down the stretch of a game.
Memphis has now beat Milwaukee the last seven times in a row, dating back to January of 2022, and now the Bucks have to play the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. In men's speed skating at the Pettit Ice Center in Milwaukee, Eric Stoltz with a second-place silver medal in the 500-meter. That snapped a streak of 22 wins in competition. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles arrived in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. That's coming up this Sunday night, kickoff at 5:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of stars and clouds around in the overnight, a gusty northwest wind, and lows in the lower single digits. More clouds invading the area on Tuesday, highs in the middle teens. Those clouds stay put into Tuesday night. Currently 17 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Greg Bach is back. We're also going to talk to Abigail Sweats from Fair, Wisconsin, and concerns about the LGBTQ plus community. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
And specifically, with this financial and personal information that Scott Bessent has handed over to Elon, would there be any overlap? Would there be any overlap with state privacy laws that would violate, you know, any restricted information, so that the state attorney general could stop this from happening, or even indict Scott Bessent for handing it over?
I don't know. I doubt it. I mean, you know, we're talking about federal laws, and I mean, there's clear violations of federal, at least in my opinion, of federal, you know, privacy laws and secure information laws. I'm not sure what you call those, but, you know, where you've got to have certain security clearances to access certain things. And shutting down USAID, and apparently they're going to shut down EPA next. I don't see any legal basis for either of those. They were created by Congress. But the problem is, who's going to enforce the law? I mean, I just don't see I don't see where state attorneys general could do it. You may be right, Dave. I mean, maybe there's something there, you know, that might have something to do, for example, with HIPAA laws or, privacy laws. But my guess is they would be at the end of the line in terms of, the power to challenge.
I got you. I mean, I was thinking, it would be state tax information would have an overlap with federal, but there might, there might be laws restricting, handing that over.
Yeah. I don't know, Dave. Maybe
on that basis.
Maybe somebody who is more knowledgeable about the arcane legal, workings of the federal government and how it relates to state governments can will call in and let us know. But it doesn't seem to me like that's, I mean, you know, state attorneys general can do a lot. The Republican attorneys general are the ones who've been demanding, that the abortion records be made available to them from, even from blue states and all this kind of stuff. So they should try it. They should definitely go for it. I mean, it's, there is a state attorney general, a Democratic state attorney general's organization, although the Republican one is really well funded by right-wing billionaires. The Democratic one is, runs on a shoestring, basically. But that's an interesting idea. Dave, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Adele in Villa Park, Illinois. Hey, Adele, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. Tom, I took your directive this morning at the top of your show. I called my Congressman Sean Casten, and I asked the following question. What is Congressman Casten doing regarding the demise of our democracy? And the answer I got was, he's in Washington for 2 weeks. Okay, that's it. So I demanded a Zoom call town meeting. I demanded a follow-up call from his office regarding that. And then I was told, go to the website and you'll see what events are planned. Tom, not one word on his website about what's going on now. Yeah. Not one. So when you had Alex Lawson on, that was so great. And you asked him for his call to action. I went over to his website and I couldn't find it. So my final comment and question is, with my ADD, I really want to focus on keeping up, keeping track of what's going on and then what I can do about it, what we can do about it. So I'm wondering, you said the DNC, I'm in total agreement that I'm going to send an email right now, but I'm wondering you or your callers, can people call in or can you re-suggest how we keep track as we organize?
Yeah. You mean keep track of the crimes they're committing?
Well, yeah, and then what are we doing immediately to address it?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yes, both. Yes, here's the problem on a daily basis. Here's what we can do.
Yeah. I would start by going to indivisible.org and signing up, you know, just to get their emails. It's free.
Okay.
And they're doing an awful lot of good educational work.
Okay.
I don't know what other, I'm not sure what Progressive Democrats of America, for example, pdamerica.org or com is doing. You know, there's other groups, moveon.org. I'm not sure what they're doing. But I would start there, you know, in terms of keeping track. There's also some great newsletters on Substack. If you go to HartmanReport.com and you look at the newsletters that I recommend, there's some really good ones in there. You know, the people keeping everybody up to date on things. Dean Obidala's newsletter is particularly good, by the way. It's called The Dean's Report. Mm-hmm. You can find that at Substack. So that's just a starting point, Adele. At the moment, what I'm seeing is the beginning of a resistance movement. And hopefully it's not going to be too late. But we've got a hell of a lot of work to do ahead of us. Adele, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Appreciate it. Ken in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Ken, what's up?
Yes. Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment on the Social Security benefits that we have when we reach a certain age. Well, I'm 65, and ever since I turned 62, I periodically go in and I check the benefits portal that, you know, on SSA.gov. And so I've been listening to everything that's been going on, and I checked on Friday, and my benefit sheet came up, you know, the portal, and it showed what the benefits are, et cetera. And I don't receive any Social Security yet. I've just been checking it.
Right, you're not eligible for another 2 years, if I recall correctly.
Well, that's for the full benefit.
Right.
It would be 66 and 10 months. But you're eligible at 62 for it.
Right.
But
diminished benefit, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so what was just interesting was that I go on today, and it's a blank screen. It comes up saying, you know, unable to access,
you know,
the website. Yes. And so I went back out and I came back in, and I've always been able to do this ever since I was 62. So we're talking about 3 years.
Sure.
And so I checked again, and it still came up that way. So I called my brother, who is also eligible. I think he's receiving it. And I asked him to go on, and he's in another state. He's in another state up near the D.C. area. He wasn't able to get in.
Wow.
And so my concern was, I felt like I should have taken a screenshot when I was in there on Friday. And, you know, because now it's nothing. It's literally a blank screen. And if anyone can get in and see what their, you know, the benefits portal and get a screenshot, I would advise it. But if I couldn't get in, and I'm in Florida, and he couldn't get in, and he's up around the D.C. area, they have shut down the Social Security benefits portal for all individuals who would be eligible or will eventually be eligible for Social Security. So that's just my comment. I just find it a little distressful. And
well, hang on just a second. I'm trying to log in right now to mine.
Okay.
3000. Submit security code. I agree to the terms of service. And loading. Now I'm seeing a benefit summary for me.
You're getting it. I didn't get it. Yeah, that's interesting. And my brother didn't get it.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just doing updates on it.
I don't know. I
would just advise people to go in. If they can get in and do a screenshot, you know, just to make sure.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't think my brother is receiving the benefits yet either, just like I'm not. Maybe it's all of us who are, you know, eligible, but we aren't receiving any financial benefit.
Yeah, it could be. I just don't know. In fact, I see that my 1099 is available here, so I'm going to print that out in just a minute.
My advice to everyone, go in and check and screenshot and print your stuff out if you can do it, because I couldn't do it a couple of hours ago, went out, came back in, did it again. He couldn't do
well,
it.
Well, maybe that they're planning on cutting off people who are not already on, you know, who don't already have benefits, or routing them through a different system or something like that. I mean, you know, they've been talking
true.
For a long, long time about cutting benefits. So,
yeah. And it could be those changes, you know, because, you know, both he and I, even though, you know, we're both at that age and he's older, we just don't, we don't receive any benefits. We just don't need to at this time.
I get it, Ken. I got to run. Ken, thanks for the call. It'll be 45 minutes past the hour in about a half a minute. And I'll be back on the other side of this break with more of your calls here on the Tom Hartman program, speaking the truths Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know all about. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial at ShipStation.com. Code TOM, T-H-O-M.
The stage is set for a power play we won't soon forget. They charm the crowd, they seize the mic, then target the truth and dim the light. The pillars quake, the ground runs red. A democracy hangs by a thread.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Denise in Chicago. Hey, Denise. Thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Well, I know you've got a lot of calls you want to get through, but I wanted to let you know that I've started to see some things happen between last night and his name is Frost. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of too many things. Maxwell Frost was on a video that was really, really great, just supportive and just really super. And then I saw the Jamie Raskin about an hour or so ago. There's a video out, and it's all over Twitter and Blue Sky. Mm-hmm. And he said some really strong words, and I thought I'd just sum it all up is that, you know, he's finally saying what we need to hear, you know, that Musk wasn't voted in. Musk did not create USAID, and he doesn't have the power to destroy it. And who's going to stop him? We are. Congress is going to stop him. So just wanted to pass it along. And thanks for all your stuff. I listen all the time and seeing you on, you know, some of the cable shows. It's so that's all I got.
Okay. Well, Denise, thank you. I agree with you and with Congressman Raskin and Maxwell Frost, the youngest member, the newest member of Congress out of Florida, of all places.
Yeah.
Yeah. God bless them. And I hope that they're right. Because Republicans control Congress, we all need to be calling our, if we have Republicans representing us, we need to be calling our representatives, our Republican representatives and senators, and raising holy hell with them, too, because they need to feel the heat. The Democrats right
Absolutely.
Now, they can gum up the works, but they can't stop this thing. Republicans can actually stop it. Denise, thank you. Thank you for the call. Spot on.
Yeah, just my hashtag, mm-hmm. 2026 midterms start today.
Amen. So. That's a great one. Thank you, Denise.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Sure enough.
Super, thank you.
Yep. Gabby in Downers Grove, Illinois. Hey, Gabby, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I was just calling. I heard you mention really quickly about the protests on Wednesday, and I was just calling to get some more information. They're going to be at all the 50 states at their capitals, and it's looking like most of them are at 12 p.m., but what's cool is if you cannot make it, they're saying wear blue in support of the protests, and they're just trying to get everyone to wear blue now.
Oh, interesting. Wear blue on Wednesday. I'll have to remember that when I get dressed that morning. So... good one, Gabby.
Yeah,
do you know who is supporting this thing? Who put this thing together?
I'm finding different things on Reddit and stuff, and it looks like a page that is basically Protest Project 2025.
Yeah.
My one friend shared it on Facebook, and it kind of got me digging into, everything, because I've been kind of feeling powerless and not knowing how to speak up, because my rights are definitely being taken away as a trans woman. And, my friend shared this, and I was like, perfect. Unfortunately, I don't drive, but, I'm going to try to find a way down to Springfield and freaking be able to, protest, because, we got to stick up.
Good.
We all
got to
stick together, and we all got to speak up, because Trump is going to destroy this world if we don't say something.
Amen. Yeah, well said. Gabby, thank you very much, and good luck. Let us know if you show up. Mary in Portland, Maine. Hey, Mary, what's up? The other person.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
It's very faint, Mary. I don't know if you can get closer to the microphone. It sounds like maybe you're driving.
I am.
Oh, just talk
loud.
I'm
sorry. I'll speak up. I'll speak up as much as I can.
Thank you.
I just wanted to implore upon people to be active, to use your voice, and to get involved. Think globally, act locally. Go to your local government meeting and even, use your dollar to vote for your beliefs.
Yeah.
Buy local mom-and-pop store and farm stand instead of the big conglomerate sources.
Yeah.
But now is not the time to put our head in the sand. Now is our time to speak up
to fight back. Mary, I'm with you. I completely agree, and I want to get one last call in here before the hour is over. Mary, thank you so much. Spot on, brilliant. Thank you, Nancy in Minneapolis. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Tom. So the caller that was talking about that that Johnson and Trump had this scheme,
mm-hmm,
where they were going to win no matter what,
right?
And that he noted that the electors in the Constitution cannot be office holders. They can't be senators or reps.
Right.
And I looked through, and it's both blue states and red states have some office holders in their electors. So what that would have done is that Johnson could have said, well, you've got illegal electors. We have to go to the 12th Amendment.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
The question was, because in whatever state he was in, he said that none of the Republicans' electors were members of, were elected officials. More than half of the Democrats were. Did you look in Minnesota? Is it the same for both parties?
It's pretty clean. No, it's pretty clean for Minnesota.
Yeah.
But New York has office holders, even though they have Democrats, and if Kamala would have won,
they could have challenged New York.
Votes would have been thrown out.
Amazing.
And it would have been to state.
I think it's a conspiracy theory, but I think it's spot on. Nancy, thank you so much for the information. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Stay safe, be good to yourself and the people around you.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining the FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's,
to 511-511. Become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 5.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media and WGBW rock star Nikki Zirjev and treasure hunter Bill Blackwell. With a name like Blackwell, you have to be a treasure hunter. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington, where China is reacting to Trump administration tariffs. China says it will place tariffs of its own of 10 to 15% on certain goods and products imported from the U.S. The announcement came in response to President Trump's 10% tariffs on Chinese goods and products. Mexico and Canada have taken steps that persuaded President Trump to delay the implementation of 25% tariffs on their goods.
Late Monday afternoon, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau pledged to strengthen security at the northern border in exchange for the pause. Earlier, Mexico pledged to ramp up security at the southern border.
They've agreed to put in 10,000 soldiers permanently.